Welcome to Mastering Your Money. I'm Ed Fulbright, CPA, PFS. This is where personal and business finances meet for your independence plan. I've been asked by our listeners to remind everyone to get a notepad and pencil because we're a financial education program to turbocharge your drive on the financial freedom highway. If you have a question, need help finding your way onto the financial freedom highway, or just want more information about Mastering Your Money shows, visit MasteringYourMoney.com for business and personal finance ideas. Sign up for our free e-newsletter and check out our Mastering Your Money online section for old shows. Getting a job can change your life, but according to the global career expert, it hasn't always been rosy and jobs are available. But part of the problem is the very nature of the job search has changed dramatically over the past few years. But yet many people have not adopted the new tools and strategies, insist on conducting their job search the way that they've always done. From college graduates to senior executives, job seekers have to change their game. And so joining us for our discussion on getting a job is Dana Manthiagla, who is on the phone from her Bellevue office. And Dana Manthiagla has been called the combination of Julian Michaels and Susie Orman for careers, and has been a corporate executive for more than 30 years and has leveraged her employee hiring and management experience into that of author, blogger, keynote speaker, career coach, and global career expert. She is the author of Cut the Crap, Get a Job, and a New Job Search Process for a New Era. Welcome to Mastering Your Money, Dana Manthiagla.
Thank you, Ed. It's a pleasure being here.
Well, good. And Dana, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule. Now, your book is entitled Cut the Crap, Get a Job, a New Job Search Process for the New Era. And telling somebody to get a job is easier than done. So why are you taking a tough love approach?
First, I left my executive job at Microsoft to write this book and to consult on job search because it is so hard and frustrating. I understand and have been on both sides of the table. Also, Ed, the primary mission of the book is to deliver the best process and new techniques to get a job. Tough love? Yeah, they do call me the Julian Michaels of careers because my readers do get results.
You're getting the results, yeah. People need to lose weight, but people need to get a job, too, because I've never seen a time in the country where people have been unemployed for multiple years. You know, if you leave your job now, some people are talking about 2-3 years, you know, before they can find one.
It is harder than ever. And it's not just for those who are unemployed. It's for those who want to move up in their current company. It's equally challenging to get ahead. And so it's really important to wake up to this new world of job search to get that next job quicker.
Yes, and that makes a lot of sense. So I guess that would be a real good reason for people and why they need to wake up to this whole world of a new world of job search, because it's no longer, or what it appears to me, and I'm glad I don't have to look for a job, is that people are no longer using what I call resumes, but they're having to make sure they're putting keywords in so that people select them for the job opportunity that they want. Or maybe I'm not 100% correct on that, but let's talk about how it's changed and what people need to get ready for.
Absolutely, and you did just touch on one. So the first major change is the use of technology by companies. So what you don't know behind the curtain, and that's where I come from, is the hiring manager side of the business. Behind the curtain, there is technology that does look for keywords. It actually scans your resume and tries to match that with the keywords in the job description. So you can learn all about this technology. It's called application tracking systems. But most importantly is go to websites that offer free advice on new ways to do your resume. The other major change is the use of social media in a positive way. Candidates can learn so much by going to LinkedIn, for example. Take the tutorials and learn how to use LinkedIn as a new tool to find jobs and do research. And those are two of many types of changes, Ed, that are going on in the industry today.
Sure. And I agree with you 100%. And if you're an executive or you're looking for an executive type job, you better go to LinkedIn or and Facebook. But in the business environment, LinkedIn is more important because they use that as like your resume. You give them a name, they already looking you up on LinkedIn. And if you don't have a presence on LinkedIn, you're toast. You're gone.
Yes, if you're not on, now it's not just for executives. I will correct one little thing. It is for college. It is for undergraduate, even part-time jobs are found on LinkedIn.
Really?
So if you don't have a profile, which LinkedIn coaches you through how to build a profile, if you don't have one, you just don't exist. But you can do great research on Facebook and Twitter as well, and everyone needs to clean up their Facebook profile. Get rid of those party pictures, folks, because hiring managers are looking at you there.
Well, yes, you do need to get rid of those party pictures or those pictures where you're just making weird looks at people. Now, what about pictures that, you know, like costumes? They could be at a party, but they don't contain any glasses of drinking or anything like that.
You know, hiring managers are people, too, and we all have our pictures of costumes and parties and everything else, so they don't expect you to have a professional look on Facebook. It's mostly the things that can prevent you from getting a job. So anything super controversial or risky, yes, try to clean that up.
Okay.
But don't worry. Don't go overboard. They realize that's your social site.
Okay.
Most importantly is use social media the right way to do research and find hiring managers and to find jobs. Many of them are posted there.
Okay. That you would use social media the right way, you would find searches. You know, I'm sure you talk about it in your book, but you also talk a lot about motivational books, articles, and websites. Why is that important?
You know, I spend time on that in the very first chapter because step one of any job search is to get your head on straight. You need to find confidence and motivation within a very frustrating and, frankly, depressing process. Nobody likes job searching. So what you need to do is to leave any baggage, negativity, fears, or insecurities at home and bring your A game to the front with every move you make.
All right. Well, that makes a lot of sense. So you're bringing your A game. So what are some critical tools that people need to be aware of as they conduct their job search?
You know, Ed, you're going to be surprised. My tools are very sophisticated. The first one is a clock. To be clear, it's time. The number one excuse I hear from job seekers is, I don't have time. The second tool is it going to be a combination of a pen and piece of paper. I'm shocked at how many job seekers show up at a networking event, job fair, interview, without any ability to take notes. Are you committed or just dabbling? And finally, the third is access to a PC or Mac. And I realize some folks still can't afford their own. They have them free at the library. But you need one to do research, to track your every ounce of information, and to follow up on all job opportunities. Those are the three.
Okay. And so they can overcome this. The pen and paper shouldn't be a problem. Talk to young people about a clock. They may not have one. They use their cell phone. So maybe they need to download a stopwatch app or something like that.
It's on their phone. They've got all they need right in their hand.
But anyway, it sounds like the real key is the internet. When you have a PC or whether it's a Mac, you got to have the internet to act as the real power behind that device.
Yes, I'd say the internet and Office, Microsoft Office, because
yes.
To do your research, you don't want to memorize everything. You can't, human nature. So you need to develop and have a Word document, an Excel, whatever works for you to track all the things that you need to retain.
Okay.
Lots of information.
Sure. And, you know, there are other versions that do Excel spreadsheets or word processing. That's out there that, you know, if you can't afford Office, then there's some others that can help you. Now, one of the things that I was so interested in is that you say crap comes into two forms, excuses and mistakes. So how can a listener keep the crap from affecting them?
Yeah, and my passion, my wish is just to help everyone with what they're self-sabotaging when they make excuses or mistakes. So that's why I called it the crap. And being aware of the most common excuses and mistakes is step one. And so that's why I spend time outlining them in every chapter of my book. There are no yield, stop, or detour signs during the job search. So the key is make time to prepare. This will prevent most common mistakes, such as grammatical errors, being late to interviews, and forgetting to follow up after sending in a resume. And finally, add the excuses. When you find yourself making an excuse, just know, okay, I'm making an excuse, and I'm going to move on. Look forward, not backward.
You know, sometimes you said follow up, and that can be the most difficult thing because you're just kind of dealing with, unfortunately, I'm going to use the word black hole, because you don't know who to contact, or you're just sending it to an email address that nobody ever responds to you to even acknowledge that they got your stuff. So how do you get around that?
Yes, well, my first step is once you've sent in that resume or your application, did you put in your calendar for 7 days later that you are going to try to follow up? I find most of my clients just forget to try.
Okay.
Now, realizing that you're sending your application into a black hole, that's when we come back to social media. Often you can ask in LinkedIn discussion groups or online, who is the hiring manager for this job? Ask anybody who works at that company. Make a phone call into the receptionist. Try something and try to get your application also on the hiring manager's desk.
All right.
Follow up.
That sounds great. And for those of you who've just joined us, the name of the program is Mastering Your Money. I'm Ed Fulbright, CPA, PFS, and we've been discussing getting a job, and we've been talking to Dana Mantiagli. She is the author of Cut the Crap, Get a Job, New Job Search Process for a New Era. And do you have questions on your finances? You may email them to info@masteringyourmoney.com. For more information about Mastering Your Money shows, visit masteringyourmoney.com for business and personal finance ideas. Sign up for our free e-newsletter and check out our Mastering Your Money online section for old shows. We'll be back in a few to teach you more lessons on strengthening your independence plan.